And אנחנו נפתח היום את השיעור שלנו.
We will open our lesson today. Unusually, by inviting the tens that worked yesterday on Rabash article number one. We want to hear their impression. And we'd like to open up with Moscow 1.
לא שומעים?
We can hear you.
Да, здравствуйте. Здравствуйте, дорогие.
Yeah. Good morning, dear friends.
По совету Рава начали читать статьи Рабаша.
Yesterday.
Созвоне в 1:45 взяли.
According to the advice of Rav, we started to read Rabash article. We read the article in our first meeting. We read a short excerpt. We discussed it. Then throughout the day, we lived with the thought about the article, and later we continued in our evening lesson, and you could see it in our state. And in the morning, we felt as if like a new invitation from our teacher to process this material and be prepared to feel it in the new degree. It might be too early to speak about it. We started to process these materials only yesterday, but today, in preparation, we had 8 people. It was great joy. Let's hope it's a result of starting to learn again together in a 10 during the day the articles of Rabash.
Also, if there is some sensitivity missing or attention towards the friends in the group, then you have to remember this article. It gives a strong impression. Are there any questions left that we can scrutinize? Is it worthwhile? Maybe you can write them down and send them or even ask now.
Раф, ну прямо сейчас вот, наверное, мы вопрос не спросим, только начали, но будем
сразу. Just now, I don't think we'll ask any questions.
But thank you very much. Okay, I'm ready. Nevertheless, we need to understand these articles in order to truly use them. Good. So, what else, Gilad?
Tel Aviv 2. If you want to hear more.
Please, yes.
Yes, hello friends. We took the article, The Purpose of Society 1. We connected on our Zoom calls. We read it several times. We tried to enter into the words of the Rabash. We had a workshop where each friend shared an excerpt that felt to him, that stood out for him, felt the closest for implementation today. I personally felt some difficulty because Rabash is describing for us the thought of creation, the development of men, from the point of view of concealment, from the degree of concealment all the way to wanting to bestow to the Creator. And the difficulty is the huge gap between us and the state he's describing. We continued in a workshop of importance and gratitude for integration in this society that's aimed at bestowal and the building of a vessel. We spoke about the importance of annulment. And our connection is one world clear. In the end, we felt great gratitude for the privilege to learn this wisdom from Rav and to realize it with the friends.
Gilad.
Ken,
ask. Gilad.
Boker Tov.
Good morning. The article is so precise, my eyes. We went over it several times in the group. It's hard to hear him. The excerpt that impresses me most is, that's why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us will walk in this spirit, the spirit to bestow to the Creator. In order to reach bestow to the Creator, we must first begin by bestowing upon men, which is called love of others. I think it speaks for itself. It's clear. It's simple. And this is the work. Thank you. Thank you, Asia. Africa?
Thank you, Gilad. Good morning, friends. Our impression from Rav Asha article number one started after yesterday's morning lesson with a powerful lesson summary involving the Mexican kli and the African kli. The words of my friend rings in my ears. Africa is not a physical place, it's a desire. Men, black, brown and white gathered to maintain a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam. As instructed, we met throughout the day, reading and scrutinizing the article again and again. We feel our teacher, Baal HaSulam, as being a graceful swan, which gave spiritual birth to our teacher, Rav Ash, which we feel as a battle tank. Finally, we feel that the ammunition in this tank is you, friends, that make up this holy society. Some of you have been living through this article for 20, 30 years. This bullet is airborne, and with the guidance of our Rav, we will hit our target soon, inshallah. L'chaim ben Baruch. Back to you, Gilad.
Toda.
Thank you, Said. Also, USA Northeast.
Hello, dear friends. I'm so humbled. I live in such a great town that this article just brings us back to basics. But in our foundation, we're talking about an excerpt three different times in a day. And in that, we are always yearning for the next step. We come into this place with such an excitement and an emptiness to hear all of our great Rav's words. We're always anticipating something new. And that excellent feeling that we feel as a 10, Rav refers to it as our voot. We hope the whole world holds it with us, because we yearn for that correction, just as our Rav does.
Can I ask Rav, if we wish to continue hearing impressions, or also we can study this article now?
And the second one, we will study it at the end of the lesson?
Right now, we plan to study Shamati 209.
No, I'm talking about the next article, this next social article in the Purpose of Society 2. Okay, so let's do it again if you want.
So, Rabash's first article.
Yes.
But we're going to open the writings of Rabash.
בעמוד 11.
Purpose of Society 1.
מטרת החברה א'.
Purpose of Society 1.
אנחנו נתאספנו כאן.
We've gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam.
ובשיטתו של בעל הסולם זצ"ל, שהיא הדרך,
the way by which to climb the degrees of men and not remain as a beast. As our sages said about the verse, and you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men. And Rashbi said, you are called men, and idol worshippers are not called men. To understand man's merit, we shall now bring a verse from our sages about the verse. The end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole man. And the Gemara asks, what is for this is the whole man? Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator said, the whole world was created only for that. This means that the whole world was created for the fear of God. Yet we need to understand what the fear of God is, being the reason for which the world was created. From all the words of our sages, we learn that the reason for creation was to benefit His creations. This means that the Creator wished to delight the creatures so they would feel happy in the world. And here our sages said about the verse, for this is the whole man, that the reason for creation was the fear of God. But according to what is explained in the essay Matan Torah, the reason why the creatures are not receiving the light and pleasure, even though it was the reason for creation, is the disparity of form between the Creator and the creatures. The Creator is the giver, and the creatures are the receivers. But there is a rule that the branches are similar to the root from which the branches were born. And since there is no reception in our root, since the Creator is in no way deficient and needs nothing to satisfy His want, man feels unpleasantness when he needs to be a receiver. This is why every person is ashamed to eat the bread of shame. To correct that, the world had to be created. Olam, world, means helem, concealment. So that the light and pleasure must be concealed. Why is it so? The answer is for fear. In other words, it is so that man would fear using his vessels of reception called self-love. This means that one should prevent oneself from receiving pleasures because one craves them and should have the strength to prevail over the craving of the object of one's desire. Instead, one should receive pleasures that bring contentment to the Creator. This means that the creature will want to bestow upon the Creator and will have fear of the Creator, of receiving for oneself. Since reception of pleasure when one receives for one's own benefit removes him from cleaving to the Creator. Therefore, when a person performs one of the mitzvot, one of the commandments of the Creator, one should aim that this mitzvah will bring him pure thoughts that he will bestow upon the Creator by keeping God's mitzvot. It is, as our sages said, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia said, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel, hence He gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowal, of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, And on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah to be among us. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
So, if this inclination nevertheless is to reach the exalted goal and we are on the beginning of the path, let's continue the lesson. Let's try to be together as one man in one heart to create all of the conditions so that the Creator will be able to be revealed in us. So, please.
So we're going to the writings of Baal HaSulam, Shamati 209, three conditions in prayer. Again, writings of Baal HaSulam, portion of Shamati 209, three conditions in prayer. There are three conditions in prayer. One, believing that he can save him, although he has the worst conditions of all his contemporaries, still will the Lord's hand be too short to save him? If it is not so, then the landlord cannot save his vessels. Two, he no longer has any choice, for he has already done all that he could, but saw no cure to his plight. Three, if he does not help him, he will be better off dead than alive. The prayer means lost in the heart. The more one is lost, so is the measure of his prayer. Clearly, one who lacks luxuries is not like one who has been sentenced to death, and only the execution is missing. And he is already tied with iron chains, and he is standing and pleading for his life. He will certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted for even a moment from praying for his life.
This is the state that we need to reach, and if we will demand the correction in such a state where truly in a moment we are about to be hanged, then the Creator helps. There has to be this feeling that I'm better off dead, that if I will not receive spirituality, it's not worthwhile for me to live in such a way. And I demand spirituality truly above all of my forces. All in all, this is what we have to reach. How can we, only through envy, craving, and honor, what he writes about in other articles, that if we do want to reach spirituality, we will need some foreign force, which is the society and the Creator. Through the society, we get envy, and from the Creator, we receive the power to ascend above our ego. Any questions? None, apparently. Well, read it again.
Again, Article 209, three conditions in prayer. There are three conditions in prayer. One, believing that he can save him, although he has the worst conditions of all his contemporaries, still will the Lord's hand be too short to save him? If it is not so, then the landlord cannot save his vessels. Two, he no longer has any choice, for he has already done all that he could, but saw no cure to his plight. Three, if he does not help him, he will be better off dead than alive. Prayer means lost in the heart. The more one is lost, so is the measure of his prayer. And clearly, one who lacks luxuries is not like one who's been sentenced to death. And only the execution is missing. And he is already tied with iron chains, and he is standing and pleading for his life. He will certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted for even a moment from paying for his life.
לא שומעים, רב.
פיתי 31.
פיתי 31.
רב, הרבה פעמים אנחנו משתמשים במילה תפילה.
Often we use the word prayer. We use it for the friends, let's pray for a friend. So if we don't live up to the standards here, there's no benefit.
The prayer is an appeal from the bottom of the heart, from the depth of the desire, and to a place from where you hope you're certain of yourself that you can get an answer. And there are many conditions for it. First of all, how do you tie your request with the source that should give you an answer? How much do you demand? And is it correct to demand, and to demand in such a form? And how much are you willing to receive, to accept it? Maybe you're demanding correctly, but you're not arranged properly to get the answer. There are many things here. Actually, this is all of our work, to adapt ourselves to the request and to getting the answer.
So, the prayer won't work if I miss the condition.
If we don't have those communication lines, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, even on the smallest degree, the first degree, then there is no connection between us, and we do not understand what is going on. Possibly, theoretically, let's say, I know how to ask, but I'm not willing to receive it, to accept it. My vessels of reception are still so tainted that the Creator cannot give. Rather, He does give it to me, but what He gives me is such responses that I cannot interpret as an answer, as a response for my request. That He still needs to teach me how to prepare my vessels of reception. This is a reception for the prayer, or for the answer for the prayer. Therefore, here we still get stuck. We stumble upon all kinds of questions.
Do you recommend in the Ten, when you use this word, to understand how to do it? Maybe read about it before we say, let's pray, let's pray.
All of our work is in that. You can open up each and every article and you will see how the Kabbalists are actually advising to us to connect, to aim ourselves either with the right request, in the right way, to whom and how. There are many conditions in the request, in the prayer, and many conditions in getting the answer for the prayer. Because maybe you're getting it, but you can't even discern that you're getting it. Because you're asking for one thing, and you're getting something else, because the Creator by that wants to correct you, to adapt you, or getting an answer from Him. So you pray, you ask, but if your requests are still dirty, dualistic, then the Creator brings you corrections, so that bit by bit, you become more and more worthy of receiving the power of bestowal, and being happy with it and enjoying it. That's the problem. We need not only to ask, we need to be ready to get, to receive. Maybe we are receiving from the Creator, and for sure we're receiving all the time. However, what we receive from Him, we don't consider it as an answer for the prayer. That's not what I asked. But the Creator understands better what is good for me, and He sends me precisely what I need. And if I do not ask precisely for that thing that He is giving me, then He makes a correction over it. So that next time I will want things that are a little bit more true, and then a little bit more, and a little bit more, and this is how it works. But we are constantly in such actions. I to my beloved, and my beloved to me. That's always, all the time. Well, we have so many questions. Well, who should we begin with?
Africa.
I don't know. Africa.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, the conditions for the request and being able to receive answers from it, the conditions that the Creator has given to us, they are so exalted, and we understand that we have to clothe ourselves in the request. How can we constantly yearn and be prepared to have bits and pieces of this clothing so that the request will be suitable to what the Creator wants to give?
Envy, craving, and honor bring a person out of this world. This is what it says. That's one thing. The other thing is to constantly want be connected with the Ten, and a few times a day talk to them and not to miss out on any lesson. First of all, there has to be a routine, a schedule, and it has to be meticulous, and tie yourself to the group so that it will guard me, keep me, so that I won't run away, because I cannot sign up for myself a moment from now. I know myself already that in a second I might jump sideways off the path. So what I want is that the group will guard me. Then we reach mutual guarantee, arvut, in the group, where everyone has to be connected with everyone, everyone has to take care of everyone, and the entire ten has to constantly be in mutual concern. What is happening with each and every friend? And that way we can continue. That's it. The most important thing is the work in the ten, but very meticulously, with a demand. Not to agree with it. A friend says, I can't, I don't want something. No, that's not a friend. This is the Creator who is playing a trick, doing an exercise with us, with the entire ten, through this friend. So then we jump on him and we start to put him in order so that he will be with us, so that he will not let go.
Beseder, Tov, Queens.
Okay.
Queens.
Раф, здравствуйте. Я молюсь, прошу Творца об обесправлении.
I pray, I ask the Creator for correction. But the prayer of the individual does not get accepted. How to build the prayer correctly?
You know what is the prayer with a minyan, a quorum, or a ten? So check it out. Are you turning to the Creator, praying to the Creator with a minyan, with a ten? Yes or no? That's it. If you are together, you can already turn to the Creator and reach it. If you're by yourself, well, it says the minimum of many is two. This, that. But if you're by yourself, you cannot ask of the Creator. You have no connection with Him. That's first of all. Well, Kiev won.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот согласно этой статье, тут он не говорит о чем просить, он говорит просто об
условии. Your teacher, according to the article, he doesn't say what to ask, he simply speaks of the conditions to the prayer. And you said that if we don't have the condition of I to my beloved to me, then no prayer will be received. So is there a point of asking for anything but to come closer to the Creator?
What else do you have in life besides that? What else do you have in life besides that? Now the coronavirus is teaching us that you have nothing in life. Well, very soon you will see, it will become revealed. Besides the connection with the upper root. All the rest is simply a result of that. And if you're disconnected from the upper root, then you have nothing to ask for. You have no one to turn to. Turn to with what? So we have to turn to the Creator. And if you're turning to the Creator, you have to turn to Him only with one thing that determines everything. The connection with Him. And out of the connection with Him, all the rest will fall into place. That is, if we are constantly asking to be connected with Him, to be in greater adhesion, you have no more. What else is there? This is something that is eternal, complete, it includes everything. You are connected with the root from which everything stems. There isn't anything else. I mean, it includes everything.
Барур.
Is it clear?
Так вот эта связь с ним, она до такой степени ее должно не хватать, вот как.
So this connection with him should be like with the one who is sentenced to death.
It should be so required by you that beyond that, I don't want anything else. You can kill me, however, give that to me. Because this indeed is the most important. Well, we reach it gradually. It takes time, a lot of time, many states, until a person decides that this is how it is. There are many descents, many falls, all kinds of disappointments, many of them. However, what can you do? We have to get to know our ego that is disconnecting us from the Creator.
But
he's given us various problems in life, and you want to...
No. In the end, you will see that all of these problems that we have in our lives, in the family, with the children, with each and everything, it is all a result from lack of connection with the Creator. Just a result of that, you will find out that besides that, there is nothing. That everything depends on this source. It's redundant to ask for anything besides that, besides the connection.
То есть, как бы чувствуешь проблему, и как хочешь за нее попросить, а ты за нее не просишь?
So you seemingly feel the problem and you want to ask for it, but
if you have a certain problem, even a corporeal one, it can also be solved only by the Creator opening Himself up to you. He will come closer to you. He will open your heart only by that. Well,
Ita tu.
Buongiorno, Rav. Leggendo lo Shamati, da una parte sembra che io debba arrivare alla preghiera con
distanza. When I read Shamati, dall'altra sembra, on the one hand, it seems to me that we'll come to the prayer if we'll have despair. On the other hand, we have to get there with confidence. It seems like these two things contradict one another. What are the right conditions for revealing the prayer?
You're right. Despair out of one's own forces and confidence in the force of the Creator.
Latin 4.
Maestro, gustaría que me explicara por qué ese momento.
Please explain.
Donde la persona va a ser colgada y es ayudada. ¿Qué es lo que pasa ahí realmente? Porque el grito toma un gran valor. Porque el grito mueve a la fuerza superior con una ayuda que se requiere en ese momento.
אני לא מבין את השאלה.
I don't understand the question. So try to put it into one short, clear sentence, then ask again. I didn't understand the question.
Porque el grito toma es importante y mueve al creador a ayudarnos.
Why? The cry is important and it makes the Creator help us.
The cry out means a true deficiency.
Latin.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Cómo podemos sentir en el corazón aquello que dice el artículo?
How can we feel in the heart what's written in the article? Do we need to feel that we're going to die for our prayer to be heard?
Then you will feel the response. Yes. This is something very important, to want so much to receive an answer from the Creator. Yes. Those who receive an answer from the Creator are called those who repent, or also literally those who have an answer. That's what matters. In the place where those who repent stand, those who get an answer from the Creator, even the righteous cannot stand there. Because the most important is that you are included in the Creator's answer. There is nothing higher.
Bulgaria 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Как мы можем установить постоянно?
Hi, Rav. How can we build a constant connection with the Creator?
This depends on your prayer in the 10, that you are constantly trying to be connected between you, scrutinizing each time the deficiency that you have, circulating around inside of the 10, and this desire, you're constantly scrutinizing it, clarifying it and aiming it to the Creator, clarifying it and aiming it to the Creator, and doing it constantly. As it says, I wish he would pray all day, that all day long I scrutinize what is important for me, what is important for me, what is important for me today. And I keep aiming it towards the Creator. And this is how I live. This is called Israel, the light and the Creator are one.
And if it doesn't work?
If it doesn't help, it's a sign that your friends are not performing this action together with you. Otherwise, it has to be. It has to reach.
Latin 3.
Hello, Rav. Thank you. We spoke about the prayer, but we also spoke about the demand. Where does the prayer end and the demand begins?
Look, the difference between a prayer and a demand. The demand is on the condition that the person understands that he has all the conditions to bestow to the Creator. However, he lacks some discernment, some power, something, so that he cannot bestow. And he's already standing on it that he has to bestow, and he has all the conditions besides one condition. And then he demands. This is on condition that if the Creator will give it to him now, then he will be able to bestow back to him. That's it. And of course, it's not for himself ever, but only in the direction of the Creator. And it's just this one small ingredient that's missing for him in order to bestow. Then he turns with a demand. This is called knocking in repentance. There are a few names for it, a few states.
Екатеринбург.
Раф, вот по статье три условия молитвы это
Раф, как бы there are three conditions for prayer according to the article.
В десятке вот три исправления.
Does it mean that a person check himself according to these conditions before the prayer, or is something we go together in the ten?
The prayer cannot come from a single person. It has to be connected out of 10 hearts. This is why you need to discuss it, to talk about it, about these three conditions. Do they exist or do they not exist? What's worthwhile for us to do in order to keep each and every condition? And if, more or less, you already understand together, and the most important thing is together, even if you are mistaken, or if you are mistaken together, the Creator hears it and He answers. Therefore, it's worthwhile for you to talk about it, to discuss it. And that way you'll come closer.
BBUK.
Учитель, простите, у меня не получилось коротко, но я прочту внятно.
Teacher,
молитва это какой-то
excuse me, but
мы проходим все десятки через него.
The prayer is a process. The whole ten is going through this process. What happens with this process after we raise a prayer to the Creator? Does it end? Does it disappear? Or it remains between us as a form of connection relative to the Creator?
Everything remains, everything is registered, and when necessary you get it back, you can use it again if you need to. That's not your business. What you have to do is focus on the question, on turning to the Creator right now.
Обладающий ответом — это когда ощущаем Творца и
those, when we get an answer, does it mean that we feel the Creator and there's equivalence of form?
Доброе время суток всем. Спасибо за разрешение задать вопрос. Раф.
Thank you for the privilege to ask a question. To be integrated in the answer, the response of the Creator is like sugar dissolved in water. How to dissolve in the tin, feel you receive an answer there?
Yes, that's true. This is what you truly need to do. Well, actually we now have only, USALA.
L.A.
Dear Rav, the expression, the more one is lost, so is the measure of his prayer. If I understand this correctly, does it mean that if the 10 is lost and the intensity of their prayer, the measure is less intensity? Or is it the higher intensity? Because the way I understand it here, the more one is lost, then the measure is also lost.
That
is true.
Everything depends on how much the demand is powerful, and the power, the intensity is measured according to the magnitude. PT 23.
I'm asking for a friend in the tent. A person who's in the state of a bitter of dead, what should he pray for?
That he wants to die. To die in terms of his ego. Because this is what he feels. Either or he feels I'm better off dead because he's tired of it. That he doesn't want to suffer. Or I'm better off dead that I want my ego to die. Where is his question precisely? What is the content of the question? We have to always see Kabbalists, what exactly is the meaning that they put into our words? The words, seemingly, it's clear to us, these words, but actually, they may have a different meaning, a different interpretation. I am better off dead because I have reached a state where I want to die in my will to receive, right? And to live. This way, I don't want to feel that my will to receive is dead. I prefer that than my current life where this will to receive may be providing me things in terms of wealth, control, or other things, but I don't want that. I feel this life as worse than death. So I come to a state where I say I am better off dead than alive. That this life, a happy, beautiful life, everything is good, everything is nice, I have everything before me, truly. And I say, that is not life. That is worse than death. Death. Take away this life and put me to death. Meaning, put to death my will to receive. There is no other death in reality. Everything is eternal. Can I ask another question, Rav?
Mm-hmm.
And if thanks to the 10 of our righteous, thanks to the 10, when a person reaches such a state, thanks to them because they hold you, it goes quickly over you. Is this state good?
It goes.
It simply goes away. You feel that it's going over you already.
Good or not, you will see it from experience. These questions are theoretical. Moscow 7.
Moscow 7. Молитву в десятке. Вот что это значит? Мы месяц составляем молитву в десятке каждый день, просто включаем.
A prayer in the tent. What does it mean? We build together a prayer. Everyone is included in it. What does it mean to discuss the prayer in the tent?
You need to scrutinize what you want from the Creator. What do you want from each ten together? And perhaps from each and every friend. What do you want? What do you want to reach the Creator? As if what you're thinking now is not getting to the Creator sense. Right, but what's important to him is what you organize and you send to him. He cares about your effort to connect in order to influence or bestow to him. Although, together with that, he's in you, he feels all those things, you're never disconnected from him. This you should scrutinize. It's the main thing to scrutinize.
Seder, Chelyabinsk.
Ну, вот вы уже частично ответили, я хотел уточнить.
You answered partially already, but I want to focus then on that question. What can each one in the ten do so that there would be a common prayer in the ten?
Each one in the ten has to feel himself responsible for the entire ten.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Noi più ci rendiamo conto della consapevolezza del male e più ci avviciniamo alla decina, no?
The more we take the recognition of evil into account, we come closer to the ten.
Per la maggior parte del nostro tempo.
On the other hand, we still have to live inside of the illusion of this world.
Con cui
so, how together with the ten will I be able to pray, to make a prayer so that each time that I have some relation to the external world, to my boss, to the other worker working with me, I will be able to bring out a prayer that is aimed towards the Creator and for humanity.
One has nothing to do with the other. Don't connect these two things together. They will come later, clothed in one another. But for now, speak separately about spirituality and think separately about corporeality. And also, it's recommended that when you keep everything in corporeality, you also turn to the Creator and you ask, just like you ask of Him in spirituality.
Ungari.
Thank you. So this prayer feels like a terrible paradox that I'm ready to give up anything, I'm ready to die just to contact the Creator through the prayer, but at the same time I can't receive anything, I can't pray for myself, so it is like losing everything and, you know, like in a vacuum in space. So how can I use the ten in that moment?
It will work itself out. It will. Gradually, the lights influence you. You process them. They turn you into something new.
I understand
that you hear things that are still not, they still don't fall in, don't settle in you. They're not connected. What can you do? Whatever the mind doesn't do, time does. Let time work on you a bit more.
Maestro, una domanda. Che rapporto c'è tra ego e orgoglio? E quanto l'orgoglio all'interno della...
What is the relation between pride and the ego, and how much does the pride in the ten prevent us from reaching the right prayer?
It depends on the pride. It's written, and his heart grew tall or high in the ways of the Creator. You should be proud that you're special. The Creator chose you. He wants you to come closer to Him. He's holding you. It's clear to us, certainly, that if the Creator hadn't awakened you, you would have been asleep now and never get up. But the Creator awakens you without any doubt. This is what He's doing. That's how we have to understand. Everything we get from above, and all of it are the best possible conditions that come to each person's will to receive and to all of us together. And we only need to advance in our prayer to want more and more things that will bring us closer to the Creator. That is it. After all, that's all we have to do.
Kazakhstan.
Rav, мы учим, что надо молиться в любых состояниях и за десятку.
We learn that in each and every state we have to pray for the ten. So what to do when the will to receive is constantly directing this prayer to be for yourself? What to do about it?
Never stop praying, asking, together with a friend in your plea to the Creator. And along the way, scrutinize, try to figure out how you can change your prayer, your address to the Creator, until He will give you the force of connection, where you're missing nothing except for being connected. And you ask only for the force of connection above all the disturbances, and understand that if there are great disturbances, and you ask the Creator to connect you, and He'll have to connect you according to the in the level of connection according to the level of the disturbances, then you can reach a state where, according to the level of your negative desire, you'll be in great coarseness of you, and above that with a great screen that connects all of you, and with a question for the Creator that you wish to be adhered to, adhered with, and you'll receive the light from above. You lack nothing but being together and turning to the Creator. That's how it is.
Germany. A question from a friend, Judy. What is dissemination? A prayer or the response, the answer from the Creator? What is dissemination? A prayer or the answer of the Creator?
The prayer is our plea to the Creator. What we receive from the Creator is the answer of the prayer.
Czechoslovakia.
Good morning. I noticed that having duty of shops understand morning lesson a lot better, because I have desire to pass the tema topic of lesson to friends on meetings in 10. Is it
שהיות ויש רצון להעביר את מה שעברנו בשיעור לחברים האחרים בעשירייה, יש הבנה טובה יותר של השיעור.
Is it because I have desire to give something to the friends, not to me?
האם זה בגלל שיש לי רצון לתת משהו לחברים ולא לעצמי?
יכול להיות, אני לא יודע, אבל אתה
צריך להיות קצר. I don't know, but you have to ask shorter. Moscow 3.
Доброе утро. Какая разница Творцу, какие слова я облачу в свою молитву? Ведь он ощущает мое сердце.
Why does the Creator care in what words I address my prayer?
The Creator doesn't care about your words, He cares about your desire. You're in a desire.
Получается, что эти слова как бы для себя, для проверки своего
ума. Turns out that these words, seemingly I say them to myself to check my desire, if I wonder or not.
We always ask in words inside. We think using words. If we can't close the thought in words, it's an incomplete thought.
United VG3.
United VG3.
Рах. Что значит просить из десятки?
Рав.
Эх.
What does it mean to ask out of the ten?
Просить из десятки.
What is it to ask from the ten?
To ask from the ten, from within the ten, it means that I feel all the deficiencies of the ten, I connect them. I am like a shatz, like a messenger of the ten, and I raise all the deficiencies together in one deficiency.
Chadera 1. Chadera 1.
Rav, האם מספיקה
כדי להגיע in order to reach the necessity that is suitable for a prayer, is it enough to integrate with the ten, or should we integrate beyond that?
Yeah, it's enough to integrate with the ten to reach the right deficiency. Hebrew 10.
תודה רבה.
Thank you, Rav. How to correctly receive the answer for the prayer?
The answer for the prayer, if you raise the prayer from the ten, and it certainly goes up to the Creator, then in the same vessel you receive the answer.
How can we detect that?
According to the answer, the response, if you connected correctly to the ten, you feel that exactly in that deficiency, you receive the answer.
Gilad,
we have another short article.
Yes, we can read Shemari 18.
18. Okay.
So moving on to the writings of Baal HaSulam, Shemari 18, my soul shall weep in hiding, in a work. Again, writings of Baal HaSulam, Shemari 18, what is my soul shall weep in secret or in hiding? One. When concealment overpowers a person and he comes to a state where the work becomes tasteless and he cannot picture or feel any love and fear, and he cannot do anything in Kedusha, holiness. His only counsel is to cry out to the Creator to have mercy on him and remove the screen from his eyes and heart. Crying is a very important matter. It is, as our sages write, all the gates were locked except for the gates of tears. The world asks about this. If the gates of tears are not locked, what is the need for the gates at all? He said that it is like a person who asks his friend for some necessary object. This object touches his heart, and he asks and begs him in every manner of prayer and plea. Yet his friend pays no attention to all this. And when he sees that there is no longer reason for prayers and pleas, then he raises his voice in weeping. It is said about this, all the gates were locked except for the gates of tears. That is, when were the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates were locked. It is then that there is room for the gates of tears, and then we see that they were not locked. However, when the gates of prayer are open, the gates of tears and weeping are irrelevant. This is the meaning of the gates of tears being locked. Thus, when are the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates are locked. Then the gates of tears are open, since one still has the choice of prayer and plea. This is the meaning of, my soul shall weep in secret. In hiding. Meaning, when one comes to a state of concealment, then my soul shall weep, because one has no other counsel. This is the meaning of, all that your hand and strength can do, do it.
We see how important it is for us to reach a wall. But there's nothing to do. You've simply done everything, you've used everything, you saw how weak you are, incapable you are, confused you are, you're falling every time but don't worry, the Creator is doing it with you, don't worry. Of course you are a zero of zeros, but that's because your will to receive is in this way. So go to the craftsman who made me. We have no other choice. As long as we stay on the path, and the Creator will bring us to such concealments that we'll certainly reach a cry and we'll cry out, and the Creator will open our eyes and our heart.
Buongiorno Rav. Quando io arrivo allo stremo delle mie forze nella preghiera, nella richiesta al Creatore di tutti, da parte di tutti gli
altri. When I reach the end of my forces and I pray to the Creator and I try to compose the prayer from all of the friends, is that considered that the last gate is open?
I don't know if it's open, but it's on the way. It's recommended to reach a state, not artificially, but a true state, where you feel before the friends that you are zero, nothing. You have no strength. You depend on them. And you hang all your hope on them. And your hope is in receiving strength through them to help them reach adhesion in the Creator. Now, all of that will not be at my own expense or on my behalf. Sigilat, you read? There are no questions. Okay. So we will go to the next phase. What do we have on the agenda?
We have selected excerpts from What is Day and Night in the Work by from Rabash.
Day and Night.
Or we can go to the introduction to tests, that's also possible.
Maybe introduction to tests.
So shall we have a nigun first?
Of course.
Please.